creating your new home studio. I decided to write an article about creating your own yoga space at home. Speaking with many beginner and intermediate yogis, I discovered a common theme to everyone's voice on keeping a consistent practice throughout the week, throughout the year. The commonality was finding time. The majority talked about practicing at home, but it lacked the spirit, the external motivation, the yogi smell, the visuals. They wanted to maintain their practice but save the time of commuting all the way to their nearest group class. A ubiquitous theme. I shared a few tips with many of them, who encouraged me to get all these tips down in writing and post online for others. These five tips utilize tragic common sense, but when understanding the reasons behind the tips, it makes more sense. https://vagabondgoods.com/yogamats 1. Choose a dedicated area. This is the most important of the five tips. There's a strong psychological tie supporting this effort. For example, if you work a desk job at an office, when you get there in the morning, you probably don't slip into a deep subliminal relaxation. It's because you spend all your time at this desk performing important, possibly stressful, tasks, so your subliminal tie to this space is stress-related/productivity-related. Conversely, when you arrive at your all-time favorite spot to pamper yourself, you don't tense mentally thinking about deadlines and emails. It's purely because this dedicated space has one purpose and it's never colluded/corrupted with the stress of work life. It's your happy place. This must be the guiding principle when setting up your dedicated home yoga studio. If you can have an entire room in your house, that's amazing. That is ideal. If it can only the corner of room, that's fine. Just try to erect a slight partition. And keep this space clear at all times. You shouldn't have to move anything out of the way when it's time to start your practice. It should always be game ready. And most importantly, do not sit in this area with your laptop. Do not sit in this area while you're on the phone. Don't corrupt your new happy place with stress. Do choose colors for your new studio that are calming. There's incredible neurological evidence that shows how different colors set different moods. Science shows the colors with the most calming effect are ones that are muted ampersand mild in intensity. Muted means a semi-gloss or matte, instead of very shiny. Mild colors would be a pale blue instead of a strong navy blue. Warm earth tones such as tan, cream, off-white are found most often in professional yoga studios because they are not dominant and they attempt to reference Mother Nature, earth, soil, growth. If you're able to paint the walls in your new yoga studio, that's great. If painting isn't an option, you can hang large fabric tapestries in the colors just mentioned. This also gives mild texture to the space, but keep the patterns to a minimum so they don't distract you. 3. Light plays such an important role in setting the mood during a yoga practice. 100% natural light is ideal. If that's not possible, see if you can install a dimmer /dial on your fixture lighting so you're able to mute the artificial light and create a calming mood. Another option is to buy/create natural cotton lampshades which can physically dim the lighting as needed. 4. Accessorize your new studio with as little as possible. The most common accessory though is candles and/aromatherapy scents. The sense of smell is our strongest of the senses. Find your scent. And only use it while you're practicing or relaxing so you can reinforce that strong mental connection. This is the quickest way to calm your overactive mind and slip into the proper mindset for a successful yoga session. 5. Yoga only has a few accessories needed. The obvious is the mat. Choose a